Top Gear on 5 Live, 909 and 693 on Medium Wave. With the week on wheels, Mark Hellings.
World land speed record holder Richard Noble and his team have flown out from Stansted Airport to the Jordanian desert. The Thrust SSC car was loaded aboard a giant Antonov cargo plane for the flight. Last year's trip to Jordan came to an end when unexpected rain forced them to abandon their attempt and come home. It's hoped the team can now prepare for a head-to-head land speed challenge with a Spirit of America car at Black Rock in Nevada in September. The pilot of Thrust SSC is Andy Green.
We're going out there for 3-4 weeks of high-speed testing. We've got a superb track out there. It's over 10 miles long. Probably not long enough to set a land speed record, but that's not our main aim in going. This year is the greatest year in land speed record history in terms of competition. The Australians are running a car next month. Craig Breedlove, the American, is preparing a car to run in the States in the autumn. We're going out to the same desert with Craig Breedlove in the autumn, and we're going out to test our car in Jordan. 3 weeks of testing, looking to drive it regularly above 600 miles an hour. Test the aerodynamics, test the engines, test the suspension. So when we go to the States, we can say this car already does 600 miles an hour. Get in line if you want to catch up.
Let me pick you up on the testing that you've alluded to, because you went out to Jordan in October, didn't you?
That's right. Last year we were out in Jordan and we had some weather problems out there. We ran a total of 4 times, 3 development runs and 1 slow speed run. Got up to about 330 miles an hour, had a few problems, solved the problems in the desert. And we've got an amazing engineering team. The guys rebuilt the back end of the car, got the car ready. And then it's a very British thing that when you go on holiday, you take the weather with you. So the same applies to land speed records. And while we were out there, we had the whole of their annual rainfall inside 1 week. Totally flooded the desert for the first time in 5 years, and we had then no choice but to come back to this country.